Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 50s outside, and we're expecting a wonderful day of weather here in the Sanford, Maine region of New England. Hope that you had a great weekend. We had a great weekend with Evangelist Danny Jack with us preaching in the morning and the evening, and also in our Wells Branch, our mission service in the afternoon. I taught Sunday school, and it was a great day of choir and ministry and having a pastor appreciation night and all that's involved in the work of a local church. And we appreciate your prayers and your love and compassion toward all of us as we labor on for Christ here on this mission field of Maine. If you have your Bibles today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom is Phygellus and Hermogenes." It's a sad occasion when people in the work of the ministry turn away from the ministry. He said, "This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me." They were with him. They were with the Apostle Paul. They were excited about what God was doing, but they turned away from him. One of the biggest daggers that pierces the heart of men of God is when good people turn away and walk away from the work of God. "This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me." And many preachers that are listening to this broadcast today, their heart is hurting because there's people within their assembly have turned away and walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's many of Sunday school teachers that's listening to this broadcast today that are hurting today because when they went to teach their Sunday school class, nobody was there. They have turned away. There's many of choir leaders that look around their choir loft and find how many people are not in their choir loft because they are turned away. You said, "Preacher, you sound like you're speaking from experience." Oh, yes. Just as soon as yesterday, I look out over my choir and I see people that have turned away. I look out over the congregation and I see people that have turned away. I look at the altar and I see people that used to be in the altar, now they've turned away. I look in the visitation, I see people that are turned away. Here's a writer in the New Testament that says, "I want you to know that all they which be in Asia turned away from me." And here's a couple of them, Phygellus and Hermogenes. They have turned away. But then he turns the tide and changes the tune and goes from a minor note to a major note and says, "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain." Interesting enough that though there are some that have turned away, there's still yet others that have refreshed Paul. Onesiphorus was one of those that brought refreshment to Paul. He wasn't ashamed, the Bible said, of his chain. It didn't bother him that Paul was suffering religious persecution. It didn't bother him that he was in the midst of a prison and a jail in a deep hole in the ground. He wasn't ashamed of him. It says of Onesiphorus, when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. He brought encouragement to the Apostle Paul. He was used as a refresher. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Here's a man that was used by God to be a refresher in the life of the Apostle Paul. There are those, yes, that turn away. And as long as we are in this earthly world that we live in, there will be many others that turn away. and they walk away, like Phygellus and Hermogenes. But yet in the midst of that discouragement, there can be some encouragement, like the Onesiphorus of our day, that lift our spirits, that refresh us. I want to ask you, where do you fall in this great category? Are you among those even listening to Christian radio that have turned away from following the Lord? Or are you among those like Onesiphorus that are refreshment? When was the last time that you said something encouraging to your preacher? When was the last time that you said, that message spoke to my heart? When was the last time that you shared a word, a word in due season that would bring a life to the man of God? I marvel at how often it's just taken for granted. Don't be like Hermogenes and Phygellus. Don't be like those that turn away. Be like the Onesiphoruses that refresh the preacher and refresh the Sunday school teacher and refresh the choir leader and refresh the servant of God. Be a refresher for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe God will honor your life and use you in a great and in a mighty way. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday. We'll talk to you again on tomorrow.